Jack opened the door to a big guy with shaggy hair, a guy who looked suspiciously familiar. Braithwaite? The man reached out a beefy hand that Jack clasped. He was 2 or 3 inches taller than Jack, and Jack topped 6 feet easily. But the man's towering height, overgrown hair, and scruffy face combined to give the impression of a genial giant. This man couldn't do intimidating if he tried. Add to that the threadbare Hawaiian shirt, frayed khaki cargo shorts, and even tan, and he presented the perfect picture of a beach bum. What he didn't look like was their mysterious, wealthy client. Jack opened the door wider, inviting Braithwaite into the room. "Marin, you remember Mr. Braithwaite, the bookstore owner?" He extended a hand to Marin.
"Please call me Elliot."
"Elliot?" She shook his hand. "Marin Campbell. Good to see you again. We didn't have much opportunity to speak last time."
"No, you two were too busy explaining away the stream of fire that shot through my store."
Elliot scratched his jaw.
"You know, before I left the country, my neighbor from the smoke shop said he'd swear there was a dragon in the alley that day. I asked if we were doing some high-tech role-playing game."
"Really?" Marin tilted her head with a mildly inquisitive look plastered on her face. Elliot's lips twitched.
"I told him he'd been smoking too much. No role-playing, no dragon."
"I'm sure you're right," she said blandly. "We've just arrived and haven't had time to look around. Any chance we've got a minibar so I can offer you a drink?"
Elliot nodded and moved into the living room, pointing to the corner of the room. "May I?"
When Marin nodded, he opened up a small liquor cabinet.
"What can I get you?"
"Whiskey," Marin said. Since Marin didn't get drunk, not that Jack had ever seen, he could hardly give her grief about drinking on the job.
Elliot poured 3 whiskeys, and after he'd distributed them, he said, "I'm sure you have questions."
"Why are we here?" "Just to begin with," Jack said as he eyed his whiskey. He skipped over the fact that their meeting wasn't for another few hours, and tried to forget how much he'd like to shower. The man was paying them a lot of money to have the conversation that was about to take place. He set the drink on a side table, enough money that he owed the guy a clear head.
"A lot of weird things have been happening."
Elliot looked uncomfortable.
"You read about the rats and the birds?"
"You didn't bring us out here to figure out some weird bird migration problem. We're hardly ornithologists." Elliot took a sip of whiskey, swallowed, and after a stout pause, said solemnly,
"I have a girlfriend."
And that was when Jack closed his eyes and kissed his fat check goodbye. He'd gotten out of the regular PI business because he hated domestic cases. He swore he'd never do another cheating spouse or divorce prep case again. A sharp jab to his ribcage made him grunt, and it also made him open his eyes. Elliot stared at him, looking just as love-struck and miserable as Jack thought he would.
"Lila's disappeared. And not just dodging my calls. I swear, something hinky is going on."
"Hinky?" Jack asked. His curiosity piqued. He couldn't help it. If the woman was missing, it might mean this wasn't a domestic case.
"Hinky, you know, weird. You're kind of weird."
Elliot finished off his whiskey and set the glass down.
"I know what you're thinking, that she dumped me. But it's more than that. She had a job, and she just stopped showing up. Didn't give notice, nothing. And her friends, they haven't seen her. I know what you're thinking, but I'm not some crazy stalker guy. She didn't skip town to get away from me."
Jack raised his eyebrows. If ever there was a claim that was hard to believe, it was the overzealous boyfriend jumping up and down, shouting, "Not a stalker!"
"Look, check with her friends."
Elliot poured himself a second drink.
"And I'm happy to consider the job complete if you can provide some evidence that she's safe. You don't need to tell me where she is to get paid, just that she's safe. That's all I care about."